Welcome to NLP Talks with Laura Evans, a podcast for people looking to unleash their potential in business and life. I'm Laura Evans, international trainer of NLP and host for this podcast series. Join me for insightful interviews with people that know firsthand just how NLP can change lives, and they'll share with you tips and strategies to help you clear your path to success. Stay tuned. Hey, how you doing? I hope you're safe and well. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. I can't wait to share today's episode with you. Of course, I'm Laura Evans and I'm the founder and lead trainer here at Unleash Your Potential and of course your host for this podcast. Now, today's guest is Louisa Thomas. Louisa was a very successful HR professional and had done that for many years. She was very well regarded in her profession, but just felt like there was something missing. I don't know if you can relate to that. In this episode, she's going to share with you how unexpectedly NLP helped her transform her life. She came to the course, as you'll hear, looking for tools to help enhance other people's lives and discovered that actually there were things that she could change about her own. So much so that partway through her practitioner course, she had a massive light bulb moment and decided that she really could and would follow her passion of helping other people transform their lives. She's going to share with you her journey, the impact it's had on her business, and how she now spends her time inside her business, Incredible You, coaching other amazing people. I know you're going to love her inspirational story. So let's go right across and pick up with Louisa when she started to talk about what brought her to NLP.
Well, my career was HR. I'd been a HR professional for 20 years, and a couple of things had happened that got me thinking, okay, where do I want my next 20 years to go? And I was looking at what brought me joy in my job and what could I really focus on? And I loved coaching and I'd experienced it throughout my career. But I wanted to really add and understand why we do the things we do, why we beat ourselves up, what gets in our way, all of those sorts of things. And I pretty much, when I started looking, came across you straight away. And so I was really interested in it. And that's what got me into NLP. It was very business focused. It wasn't coming really from a personal position of like, I wanted to make changes. It was, how can I help others and how can I add value in the services that I offer? So that's how I came about it. But little did I know what I was going to get along the journey, because it's loads more. So, you know, I'm really excited to share anything that you want to know about that, because it's just been amazing.
It's funny, right? Because do you know what? I was exactly the same when I first came across NLP, because like you, my background was in HR. And like you, I wanted skills to help other people. That's exactly why I came to NLP. So I was like, let me be a better coach. Let me find ways of helping other people get out of their own way. And it was nothing to do with me. It was everything to do with everyone else. Yeah. And like you, little did I know that actually it all had to start here with me first.
Yeah.
Which is just phenomenal. Yeah, it's just such, and I can't wait for you to share what went on for you. So can I take you back? And I know this is going to be really difficult because you've done all our courses now, but can I get you to take me back for you? Because I really want to focus on you and the difference it's made for you. And I know that's not what you came for. And I know you've got what you came for and you've helped loads of people. We're going to talk about that later. But in terms of you, could I get you just to maybe help our listeners understand a little bit about what life was like for you before you started your journey with NLP?
I sort of love this question, but I sort of don't, because when I've heard you ask other people, I thought, well, how can you not remember? And it's not that I can't remember. It's just when I went before NLP, I didn't realise that was not okay for me, how I was. And I could resolve the things that have held me back throughout my whole life. I was happy, but looking back, the light bulb moment for me is how stressed I lived my life. from as far back as I can remember, no confidence in what I was doing, even though I was really good at what I did, whether that was anything I put my mind to. I worked so hard, but to put so much pressure on, but the amount of doubt that I used to have about myself, the worry, the way I describe it is just this absolute constant noise in my head that impacted my body as well. But I thought that was normal. And it was only through going through this journey that I realized I didn't have to live with all that noise, and I didn't have to live with all that stress and worry and anxiety. And it was okay to look after me, and it was okay to address these things. And actually, it was just so exciting. I can't tell you or explain to people how much of a release it was as I went through each stage to just this calm that washed over me, and to build my confidence, and to just learn all these skills as well, but have that opportunity to address these things that had been holding me back all my life. So, you know, a practical example to help maybe explain is I used to have to give a lot of presentations, attend meetings, disciplinaries, grievances, board meetings, and I used to put myself through the ringer the whole week before. The whole of the day I was doing it, the whole of the weeks after, what I should have, could have done, all of that going on. So I thought that was normal. So that's the old me. Let me tell you, that is not how it has to be if you don't want it to be. And I don't want it to be like that, and it's not anymore. So it's like, oh, I got all goosebumps. It's lovely.
I love it. But you're so right, because I think, do you know what? I think it's for so many of us, right? We tolerate a lot, I think, yes, in life. And we think that the kind of things you've just described, but I know our listeners are going to be able to relate to. We sort of sit there and we go through life thinking, well, this is normal. Like, yeah, it's normal to beat yourself up. It's normal to put yourself under such pressure, you know. And that also, I remember talking to someone several years ago about, you know, perfectionism, right? And I'm not saying you're perfectionist, by the way. I know I used to be. But perfectionists typically put themselves under huge amounts of pressure to deliver at their best because they're terrified of what the consequence is if they don't. And yeah, so that pressure that we put ourselves under to absolutely be on our A game all the time, at every meeting and all of those things, it's exhausting when that isn't how your brain is programmed, because the yes, effort you have to put in to convince yourself that you'll do a good enough job, it just doesn't come naturally, does it? It's like a massive effort to do that. But yeah, I love it. I love your description of going to like board meetings and presenting, and it's exactly that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's and to be honest, I was like that in my personal life as well. As much as all the love I was surrounded by and am surrounded by, I would bring that home and I would expect the house to be perfect. There was just noise, Laura. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just this constant. And I coped with it very well. Someone described it to me as, for them, it was like a swan on the surface. Everyone thinks you're coping just great and you do it oh so well. But actually, no, it's hard work. You are working like hell under that water constantly to keep that up. And don't get me wrong, it wasn't a facade. I wanted to do it. It was just hard. It was just hard.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I can totally, totally get that. So I remember us having a conversation at the end of your practitioner course. And I know that you were absolutely in awe at what you'd achieved, how you'd seen everybody around you to achieve. And this is going back to January of this year, wasn't it? And I remember us having that conversation. I remember you saying to me, oh my goodness, if this is what prac is like, what's master's going to be like, Laura? Like, oh my goodness, and all that. So for people that are maybe watching this that don't understand the practitioner program, maybe they haven't done it yet, maybe they're considering doing it, talk to people a little bit about what it was like for you, because it does do this two-prong thing, doesn't it? It absolutely gives you tools to be able to help other people, and you do live on the course and you literally see people transform in front of you on the course. And you're like, oh my goodness, I've done that and I've helped them do that. And it's like, ah. And then there's the other part of it, which is the change that you make in yourself as part of that program. And I see PRAC as delivering both of those things.
Yeah.
So tell everybody a little bit about your experience experience of the practitioner course and what it did for you personally and for your business?
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting because the first day that I walked in, you asked all of us what we wanted to get out of it personally. You wanted us to check in there, and you're very clever, Laura, by the way. You asked us what we wanted to personally get out of it. And I naively said, I would like to be able to speak confidently in front of people. I thought that's all I was going to change for me. But yeah, the practitioner course, from the very beginning, just the learning about how our mind works, about how our minds, we've got a conscious mind and an unconscious mind. And some of these things I might have known on a sort of a high level, but I didn't really get it until you explained it, and how we filter things. And really, that it got me to realize I can control how I want to be, how I turn up. And I've made a lot of these decisions unconsciously that have held me back through events that have happened in life. Not necessarily all bad, just things that have happened. Somewhere along the way, I decided that I couldn't speak in front of a room full of people. I've decided that people are going to judge me. And these programs are running in me. It was just a whole like light bulb moments going off all the time. And then to learn these techniques to be able to change that, some of them within 12 minutes, was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. So for me, practitioner not only taught me to do a lot of things, I actually thought I would sort it after prac, and I'd sort of put masters to the side. I wanted to do it because I wanted to know more, because I'm a bit greedy.
Let's call it curious, not greedy.
Yeah, curious, that's it. Yes, I forgot that wonderful word. But I really thought I was sorted after prac. I had such, like I said, a sense of calmness. I had learned skills about communication. I always thought I was a great communicator, and I was to a certain extent, but I learned that so many more skills. I was able to offer so much more, not just to clients, but to my family, to my friends, to be able to listen more, to take, you know, understand that it's not for me to solve. HR is all about solving the problem in the moment for people. This is about helping, listening to people and finding out what do they need, and then being able to offer them, should they want to make the changes, a way to do that and to help them, because you work together. So I just thought I was sorted after prac, to be honest. I was very happy with that journey, more than happy. I was raving about it.
I love it. And it is so true. And I think when, you know, and you're absolutely right, you know, and I always joke, don't I, at the end of the practitioner course. But when I ask everybody at the beginning of the course, so what are you here for? You know, what do you want to get out of this course? And, you know, and public speaking and presentations, you know, is probably the most popular option that I hear. And at the beginning of the course, we get all of what I call the safe problems, yes, the socially acceptable problems that people are willing to, in front of a bunch of people they don't know, go, oh, yes, I'd like to improve my presentation skills, and I'd like to be more comfortable talking in public. I mean, I can tell, and we had this brief discussion earlier, but I know that if I tell the Louisa that I met on day one of your practitioner course, that in 8 months' time, we would be doing a live broadcast on Facebook and recording it, and it was going to be going on a podcast that I run that's had over 10,000 downloads in 96 countries, you would have gone, no, I don't think so, Laura, no. Whereas you were like, yeah, come on, let's do it. Yeah. And that is so different.
That's huge for me. I can't tell you how much confidence has been an issue in my life. And I, you know, after prac, you want to go out and help everyone. You just do, because you want people to know that if they've lack confidence, or if they've got inner conflicts, like sometimes I feel like I'm good enough, sometimes I don't, or that, you know, that there's lots of things. Or even limiting beliefs about themselves, like, I can't do this, I can't stand in front of people and talk, or I'd never be able to do that. You want to be able, because you know you've got these tools and techniques, you want to help everyone. I've learned that you need to wait for people to come to you, but that's how you just want people to know there's a way you can make these changes. Because this is a point I would like to mention. It's really important to me. It's the first time in my whole life I sat and I thought, what do I want for my life? So when we do the goal setting, that was really powerful for me, because even just that. So to be honest, on that first day, the reason I said it was about speaking, because I didn't really know what I wanted. So it's just great to have all this journey that we go on through PRAC that you get for yourself, as well as learning the techniques to help others. So I could talk all day and all night about this. So good luck keeping me quiet.
Listen, I love it. That's one of the reasons I love doing this podcast, is because I love everybody having this opportunity to share what it's done. And I always learn, like, I know you fairly well, we've spent a lot of time together, but I always learn things that, you know, when you sit down and actually have this kind of conversation with people, and you sit there and go, wow, I didn't know that, you know. It's just fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And as you and I both know, we could be here all day, and I'm conscious we don't want to do that. So let's move on. So after you did your practitioner course, you then did our certified coaching course, which is the kind of, I describe it as like the 4-day top up. It qualifies you as an NLP coach and gives you 2 additional skills, as in hypnosis and timeline therapy. And so tell everybody a little bit about what it was like for you going through that extra course. Like, what was the kind of the main takeaway for you from having done that extra bit?
I didn't know what to expect from that course, to be honest, because I wanted it all at that moment when I'd signed up. And at the end of PRAC, we get to experience as clients something called, for those who don't know, timeline therapy, which is about, it's just the most amazing experience I think I've ever had. That day of that was just mind blowing. So I was so glad that it's about, you know, removing our negative emotions and limiting decisions. It was just super powerful. And I think it's worth mentioning here that I came in at a time when I was in a lot of grief, and I didn't want my grief touched on the course, and it wasn't. So you're very much as a client in control of what you changes you make. But it was just such a wonderful experience. And obviously in coach, I get to learn how to be able to do that for other people. So I was just like, oh my gosh, thank God I've booked onto this, you know, in a row. The hypnosis, I think I even said to you, I'm not really sure I'm interested in hypnosis, because I had that sort of, you know, oh, well, I've seen people do it and make fools out of people. But that just goes to show what an open mind can do. Go into things in life with an open mind, because the experiences you have, hypnosis, to experience it. And when I do it for others, I just love it. At that level, we do this, the deep relaxation, it's a beautiful experience. So yeah, I just got so much out of those. So many things on that coach course that I use so much. It's anybody who wants to be a coach and is doing the PRAC, you know, I strongly recommend that they do that coach to follow up, because it gifts you just so much more. It's just a lovely, powerful, or empowering, wonderful course that you can just go and help so many people with. God, I am going on and on, aren't I, Laura?
No, you keep going. You're doing a perfect job. One of the things that people often say to me, I don't know if this applies to you, but a lot of people say that alongside all of those amazing additional skills, because you end up with this whole massive, like when you put practitioner and the coach course together, those 11 days, those 4 qualifications and hours literally of work that you've done, earn those. You know, you've got a huge toolkit to be able to help a lot of people. But one of the things I know people usually say to me is when they've done that extra 4 days, it's really where their confidence starts to soar with the toolkit. Did that happen for you as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It embeds everything. It really just, because it gives you so much. When you say an extra 4 days, it doesn't sound like much, but, you know, it is. It's what you do a lot of prep for the courses, but you also, they're crammed with all this juicy stuff. And those 4 days are just take you to the next level. Gave me so much confidence and gave me the knowledge, skills to be able to really, I feel, go and help others, you know, as well as embed in myself that, hey, yeah, you know, I am the right, I can help people with this. So yeah, confidence is a great word. It's the confidence, empowerment, you know, belief in yourself, and the desire to go and help other people with it.
So with that in mind, I know you made the decision at the beginning of this year, having done those two courses, to change direction. And we'll come on and talk about your Master Practitioner program that you've recently done in a while. But I just want to pause for a moment, because I remember you having that light bulb moment, and I can't remember on what day it was over the two courses. I can't remember, but I remember you having a light bulb moment and you kind of saying to me, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. I want to help people and I want to do that. And I think, you know, I remember you saying, you know, you were in awe at what you changed about yourself and what you'd seen other, and you were just like absolutely adamant. And from a business point of view, obviously, you've been a hugely successful HR professional for a good number of years. And I just want to talk, I'd love you to talk people through that kind of decision, if you like. And I think it was fairly instantaneous, but that decision about all of a sudden you having the confidence and the courage to follow your passion, because I know your story is going to inspire a lot of people, right? Far too many people, in my opinion, stay in jobs because it's all right. Yeah. Life's too short, in my opinion, for all right. Like, you know, so help people understand how you went from a job that to you was better than all right. I mean, I know you enjoyed it in part and you know, you got great results and you were hugely successful at what you did. But that transition from that to having the courage to follow your passion, I just think it's amazing.
I think I'm just thinking where to start with this. Yeah, I mean, my career pathway, I knew I wanted more. But you know, when you're going through life and people say, oh, if you win the lottery or if you could do any job that you wanted, what would you do? And I couldn't answer you. And I thought that was so, I think that's really sad. I'd never really checked in with myself to really think about who, what I would like to do, what brings me passion in my, because I invest it all in work. You know, I'm very work focused, and I was thinking, and the HR side, and I respect it because I've done it, and some for some people it's that's what they want, and I respect that. But for me, it wasn't ticking all those boxes, but I didn't know what. But on the course, I had this moment, and they were little sparks that were going throughout the course, and I was thinking, this is it. This is me. This is, because I love helping people and working with people to resolve things that are going on. But I actually wanted to work with people at that the deeper level to make changes, to make their life better. And someone said to me today, actually, that in life we're taught all these things about, you know, life's too short, or you're only on this earth once, but you're never really given the tools to really go and practically take that on board. And this was it for me. This was a way to work with people to help them work their stuff out and help them define where they want to be. And some people are on it. They know what they want. They know how they're going to get there. And that's great. But the majority of us aren't. And we might look all happy and laughter on the outside, but inside there's all this stuff going on. And NLP gives us a way to really make those changes that people want very quickly, without really, you know, a lot of it is content free. There's just so many benefits to it that, you know, it's incredible. But for me, it was that moment. And particularly around the time just before I came on the course, I'd lost both my parents within a year of each other. And my mum was just this most amazing woman. She was incredible. Hence, my business is Incredible You. It got me thinking that people don't, all these people who were around her, her friends, her family, loved her, thought she was amazing, thought she was beautiful, incredible, confident, funny, but she never, ever saw herself in that way. And then I got to think, I know so many people who are exactly the same. We walk around, as you mentioned earlier, beating ourselves up. And I thought, this is my moment. This is my moment to use these skills use this knowledge to, if they want to work with me, then I can help them, because that's what's happened to me. And it's not about being self-care and looking after yourself and defining what you want and going where you want to go and turning up each day how you want to turn up. It's not selfish. It's not egotistical. It's not those things. You deserve it. It goes back to those phrases. You are only here once, or whatever. You know, I know people might have different beliefs, but, you know, life is short. All of those things. To me, it's so powerful, this, to help people be who they want to be, turn up and give themselves that self-care that they so deserve. So that's a lot of information, but now I know how the mind works. I get in that one moment, it went, I just got it in my head. And I thought, this is it. I'm giving this everything I got, because this is making me happy. It brings me joy, and I want to be able to share it with others. So yes, Laura, that is a long answer to what happened in that moment.
Oh my goodness, I had no idea half of that was going on in your head in the training room. All I saw was, you know, during the week, this smile of yours, your beautiful smile got bigger and bigger and bigger, and you looked healthier and healthier. Not that you didn't before, but do you know what I mean? Like, literally, it was just amazing. All of a sudden, the sparkle was in your eye, and you could just see you were loving doing it.
Yeah.
But what a wonderful story about your mum, and I know she'd be hugely proud of you. And I just think it's amazing that you recognize that in your mum, recognized it in yourself, and then discovered this toolkit that enabled you to do that for yourself. And now you do that for other people. I mean, like, that's got to be like a job made in heaven, right? I mean, it's like,
it's my job made in heaven. It's my heaven. It's my, that thing. Now, if people ask me for, I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
No, don't do that.
My whole life, I haven't been able to answer that question. And in 2020, I can. And this is it. And I know exactly what I want to do, what I am doing, what I'm going to continue doing. And it feels amazing.
So I know this is going to be challenging to answer this question, and you can not answer it if you don't want to.
Okay.
But courage to different people means different things, right? And you know, your passion to want to help people was not born in January of this year when you did your course. Mm. Like, your passion to want to help people, you know, as I said to you earlier in a different context, you are one of the loveliest people I know, genuinely. And you always are doing everything you can to help people. But it was there anything in particular that was that final nudge? You know, if we imagine you stood on the edge of the cliff, like about to jump with the most amazing wings, and you can soar, what was it that finally made you go, do you know what? This is it. This is me. This is it. I'm going for it. Was there anything in particular, or was it a culmination of things?
I think it was a culmination, but there were certain things I experienced on the course that were really powerful, like parts conflict, dealing with my, you know, what was going on inside, this constant battle of sometimes I think I'm good enough, sometimes I'm not, and all these things. So techniques like that, timeline therapy, this, I don't know how much you want me to go into here, but for me, understanding that in my life, I have held on to the negative emotions attached to my memories, and they stay with me, and they've impacted the decisions that I've made or how I behave. And to have that cleared, that moment, that day, I felt like a weight, like I'd been, I can't even put a weight, like, and I think I changed that day. My face, the sparkle came back in my eyes. You know, I just felt like, you know, I just, like, I could breathe again. And the way I described it just after to people was, after doing the course, and particularly timeline therapy, I walked around. I always had tension in my, well, I didn't realize it was tension. I thought I had a back problem. And I also had what I call it, it's like a fuzzy chest. My chest used to vibrate constantly, like throughout the day, throughout the night. It was just, and I just had this, it just all went just calm. I am so calm on a day-to-day basis now. And I from a teenager or younger, I've never lived like that. So I've never had that feeling of just contentment and calm. And yes, things happen and things will come up, but that release of all that baggage was just phenomenal. So I think that for me, and it's like, well, I think the drive to want to help others, like if I can experience it, why wouldn't you want to share it if people want it? So, but I think it's something, it's the confidence, it's the all the techniques throughout you, because you get to be a client on the course as well. You work on your stuff and you just, it's like a tick list. It's like, okay, that's gone, that's gone, that's gone, that's gone. And what's even better, you decide how you want to turn it. So what, how do you want to be? Do you want to be calm, excited, confident, happy? You know, how do you want to be? It's like, wow, I choose how I am each day. That's like amazing. So yeah, it is a combination, but the timeline therapy was super powerful. And the close second is parts conflict for me.
I love it. And if anybody's listening to the episode and you're like, oh, what's parts integration or what's timeline therapy? If you go back to series 2 of the podcast, I did an episode all about timeline therapy and an episode all about parts integration. So if you're curious about what Louise is talking about, head on over to series 2, just scroll back through your podcast app or go to nlptalks.com and you'll find all of the episodes there and you can fill your boots with learning a little bit more about all those techniques.
Do it.
Yeah, go and check out series 2. So Incredible You is the name of your business, which I just think is amazing. And I totally get now why it's called Incredible You, because of your mum and because of you. And that just is absolutely, absolutely amazing. And I know that you just love coaching people. And I know you're still in the transition phase of moving from the HR business into the coaching business and doing a little bit of both at the moment. But I know the Incredible You is what really lights you up. So I'm going to come back to Incredible You in a little while, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And I want to go back to talking a little bit more about you. Now we've heard how Incredible You came about, because this is kind of like the timeline, isn't it, of what happened? Because you did track and coach, and then you were like, I'm having a coaching business. This is what it's going to be about. This is what I'm going to help people. And then you started setting that business up. And then in August of this year, so just last month, you came back. And you did your master practitioner program. So if you can, and you can have as long as you like, please don't feel under any pressure. but if you can, could you describe for people where our master practitioner program and for you becoming a master coach yourself, you know, where does that take you in terms of your transformation and your ability to help others now?
So I want to start this by just saying that I can remember being sat somewhere and I just thought it was another element. And I can remember you saying it's going to be, you know, this, you thought you'd sorted stuff, but you're going to sort more. And I sat there and I think I actually said, I'm good now, thanks. And
yeah, you said that is what you said. Yeah.
And I said there's more, and that just got me excited. But oh my word, from day one on Masters, it's mind-blowing for me. It was just wow. I thought Prac was good, but Masters was just a whole nother level. And it really was, I know people say the word journey, but it was like that all the time in the classroom was just a journey and an experience. I learned so much. And it just takes you to that like super level of just knowing and I thought I was confident before between Prac and Masters, but this really just, well, every day was just more confidence building, more knowledge, more just excitement of, oh my gosh, there's so many more tools and techniques. But it's what it gives you the confidence to really, really help so many, the flexibility, that's the word I'm looking for, flexibility to offer so much in what you do. And as a personal experience, my breakthrough was just, and my breakthrough partner, I'm sure she'll watch this at some point, I love her dearly, she just did absolute wonders, was just in that day, it's a, well, over 2 days, but it, the final day of my breakthrough was in, I literally changed before my partner's eyes, and I could see it as well. It was just incredible. So there were so many things on that one, Laura, but it just, yeah, you said it would offer me more, but it offered me way than I ever thought I would get.
I would say to people, you know, because so many people say exactly what you did. Oh, practitioner was amazing and I've changed so much. And like, is there more? How can there be more? And I'm like, yeah, there's more. And if you really want to go up 3 or 4 levels, like master's is not an incremental one step up. I mean, it's like at least half a dozen steps up. Like it's a significant leap up in terms of commitment and time and transformation and what you get out of it. Like it's on a whole other plane of its own. Tell everybody a little bit about the breakthrough, because you know, it's one of the highlights for most master practitioners. And like you said, I mean, we could do a whole episode on masters on its own, but let's not do that. But if we just hone in on the breakthrough itself, and obviously on the course, for those of you that don't know about it, on the master practitioner program, it's 14 days, and we essentially lead up to everybody working in pairs, and I teach you how to do a 2-day intensive coaching intervention that we call a breakthrough session. And on the course, what we do is we do some of that work during the 14 days as I teach you how to do each technique. So a lot of the groundwork, as I call it, has been done before you get there. And then what we do is everybody works in pairs, and then you work on your body for one day and they work on you. And they're long days. I'm always saying to people, like 12, 14 hour days, like they're long days, but it's the best way for us to engineer everybody having a breakthrough on the course. So this is what, and if you ask any of our master practitioners, they'll all tell you the breakthrough was one of the highlights of the whole program. So if you can, and I know it's probably going to be a challenge, but if you can you try and encapsulate what that breakthrough did for you personally?
Yeah, I literally thought everything was sorted. And obviously through the techniques that we use building up to the breakthrough day, stuff came out that was still some issues I still needed to sort out. And I had my list of things that I wanted to do. So going through the breakthrough is just, it is a long day, but it doesn't feel like that at the time, because you are clearing so much stuff, making these new decisions, getting rid of you. It's so thorough that you're going deep. You are getting rid of really stuff that's been around for a long time, probably stuff that you're really not aware of, but you've got these amazing techniques leading up to it that draw all out what is going on in our unconscious mind and our decision-making and how we feel about ourselves and so on. And actually going through the day, it's very, I'm going to struggle with this, Laura, but bear with me. It's very odd experience. And it's very hard to explain, because when you do get when you get to a certain point, you start to check off, you revisit, are these things still an issue? And there's techniques that is tested, if you like. You've probably got a better way of explaining it.
No, you did a grand job.
One of the things is that your list of things that you've prepared that are issues that you want to resolve get read back to you. And you literally want to tell your coach to stop talking, because first of all, I'm not sure I actually put that down. That's how dramatic the transformation is. You really, sometimes there's no way I would have said that, but you clearly did, because it's there in your handwriting. I said to my coach at one point, oh, please tell her to stop talking, because I was boring myself because I had just changed my whole way of thinking so much from, you know, that I can't, I wish I could do this. And it was a bit moany, my list, if I'm honest. I'm being very honest to you. I had a really moany list. And I just thought, oh, stop moaning. But it was me who was doing the moaning. It's just that was me before the transformation. And what I'd really like to highlight here is, for me, is the impact of it and how it everyone's different. But for me, it was an instant shift. I've had instant benefits from it. And it's like, I talked about noise earlier, but I really mean this. I know where I am going, and I know it's like it filters out anything that you don't need to know or don't need to worry about or think about or concentrate on. I'd like to describe it as, you know, if you went to a concert to see someone you really loved, and obviously you hear all the crowd around, and then all the, you know, there's all lots of other noise. It's like as if all that noise drops and all you can hear is the person you've come to see. You know, they're singing, you know, it's like it's just you and everyone's still there, but you're so focused on that, and that's all you hear and feel, and so it's so powerful. And what's it crazy about it is it happened like that transition, because at the beginning of the day, your things, the issues or problems, whatever people want to call them, are still there, but by the end of the day, they've like gone. You are thinking differently. You are feeling differently. You are hearing things differently. And afterwards, like I've caught myself on calls or speaking to people, I come off the call and I think, what just happened there? Because I knew what I wanted to say. I said what I needed to say. I didn't worry leading up to the call or, you know, things that would have worried me so much before, and I would have had all these things going on. It's just like I said, it's just like the noise just drops. You know you know you are good enough. You're more than good enough. You are great at what you do. You know what you want to say. You know how you want to turn up. And yes, I got that off prac, but I didn't get it like I got it now.
It's like back on steroids. Yeah, I love your analogy of being at the concert, and I think, do you know what, it's a brilliant, perfect analogy, because it does feel like that, doesn't it, when all of a sudden you go from, like you said, start of the day with this list of things, as you say, that we write down ourselves as the client. I want to change these things, this thinking's not helping, these emotions, this triggers me, that triggers me, I've got that problem, but you literally write it all down. And you get to, like you say, halfway through the process and I still remember it in my breakthrough. And I had a similar experience to you. I said to my coach, I was like, don't be stupid. I said, you're making this up. He went, seriously, Laura, it's in your handwriting. You wrote this down. And I'm just like, really? Did I? And I made him show me the piece of paper to make him show me. And he was like, look. And I was like, yeah, that is my handwriting. But you just don't recognize it anymore, do you? Just like you talked about it being a bit moany and stuff, a bit whingy. But that is how you were at the beginning of the day, and the ability to get the clarity that you want, the courage to follow your convictions, to just know the path that you need to be on. And like you say, with that analogy at the concert, I think it's brilliant, because there are always going to be other people around you. There's always going to be other distractions. There's always going to be things that maybe in the past there was a little crisis over there that you've had to get involved in, or one over there or whatever. But all of a sudden you've got, as you say, that laser focus. And it is like being in that concert, because I can relate to that myself. It's almost like it's just him singing to me and I'm like, oh, and it's like no one else is there, but in reality is they are, but you're so like you say, focused. I think there's a couple of brilliant analogies. I always talk to people at the prac level, just going back to what some of the things she was saying earlier, was I liken our training a little bit to like people turning up with dirty glasses. You know, and so many people turn up, for example, on the prac course, you know, and they say, I've got no focus, I've got no clarity, I've got no direction, I don't know what I want from my life, a bit like you were describing.
Yeah.
And I think then prac is a little bit like me handing you a rag and saying, I'm going to spend 7 days teaching you how to clean your glasses. And I remember there was one person, I won't name because I don't have her permission, but she was on the practitioner course. And I remember her saying to me, and it might have been your course, I can't remember, but she was coming up to retirement, a very, very well-regarded professional in her field, and said, I can't write a goal. I don't want to write a goal. I'm coming up to retirement. And I was like, well, but what do you want from your retirement? Well, I don't know. I don't know what I want from my retirement, but I just want to get to my retirement. And I was like, what, does life end for you when you retire? Well, no. So what do you want at the rest of your life? Yeah. Really, really struggled to write a goal. And I remember her coming in on Friday. I think it was Friday of the course. And she literally walked in as confident as ever into the training, went, it's all sorted. And I said, what do you mean it's all sorted? She's like, I've written it. I said, what have you written? She said, the goal. It's done. It's done. It's sorted. I know what I want now. And it's just that wonderful feeling, isn't it, of not being able to see the wood from the trees. It's all of a sudden, you know, I say to people, you know, it's no wonder you can't find your purpose or your passion or your direction when you're looking through dirty glasses.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to see beyond the end of your nose. So let's clean them. And guess what? You get more clarity, you get more purpose, you get to become you, you know, and Masters, as you say, just takes that to a whole other level. Yeah. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
There was something else I wanted to say as well about the values piece was super powerful for me, and learning about, you know, that we think we know what our values are, that, you know, in in our unconscious minds that are one of our filters of how we, you know, take information in and see things. But I thought, well, I'm sure I know what my values are, Laura. I should have learned that you know better.
Not always. Quite a lot in my training room, but not the rest of the time.
But yeah, I didn't know what my values were until I was on Masters, and it was really powerful. And really what was so powerful for me, because if you'd said to me, because I'm even before this, I was a positive person, I'd go, yeah, all my values are, you know, I want to achieve this, I want to achieve that. But no, all my values came out that I was away from. That was just so powerful to me. And it made a lot of sense about some of my behaviors or patterns of behavior before. And to be able to on my breakthrough, every value that following my breakthrough, which a couple of, you know, a few of them had changed for the better, they were all 100% towards. And that wasn't a fluke. That is genuinely. And that was just like, wow, the power behind that for you to, I don't like the word power sometimes. I know some people, but what I mean is the power for me in terms of my energy to just go forward. Instead, I'm not looking behind. I'm just thinking, okay, that's where I'm going. And that is just amazing. I'm not running from anything. I'm going towards with laser focus. That's amazing. So I just wanted to just add that for anyone who's on the fence about doing their masters, just do it.
I love it. But you're so right. And I think, you know, and I remember having a similar conversation in my head with myself going, oh, I know what my values are. You know, I'm all about fairness, consistency, you know, doing the right thing, you know, and they're all things that I hold dear to myself. But like you, I'd got no idea. I don't think it's until you're actually faced with your values. You know, I remember being told, you know, your values, when you know truly what they are, will explain everything. Yeah. And I remember going, yeah, whatever. And until I saw my values written on a flip chart on a wall in the room that we were using, and I just looked at I said to my breakthrough partner, I was like, that explains everything. That yeah. explains exactly why I'm sat here doing this with you.
Yeah.
Because those values have got me so far, but they're not the values that I need to spur me on to achieve yeah. the things I know I'm capable of. You know, and as you say, you know, being away from motivated. And let's be honest, you know, for people listening to this podcast, the chances are 80, 90 or more percent of you will be away from motivated. That is normal because, you know, life happens to us. We have the knocks of life, you know, we have fears, we have things that we're scared of, and that's normal. But to be motivated to move because you have to get away from the stuff yes. that don't want is quite a negative energy, as in you're doing it because you have to do it. It's very much about necessity and like you do it because you have to, as opposed to, as you say, when you're 100% focused on what you want, the closer you get to that goal, the more that goal is going to pull you in. Mm. And it's hugely, hugely exciting. And to be the other side of that, I always say to people, you know, when you take clients through a breakthrough process, you have to remember that the person that you're coaching at the beginning of the day is not the same person that you're coaching at the end of the day. Yeah. Really, it isn't. And as you say, you know, that transformation. And I also just want to say one thing as well, because I know a lot of people kind of go, wow, that's significant change. You know, this isn't about turning you into someone different, right? Mm. And I know, and maybe you can share a little bit of your thoughts on this, Louisa, but a lot of people kind of go, okay, that sounds like a lot of change in a very short period of time. Like, will I still be the person that I am? Like, or are you going to give me like a personality transplant or whatever? And I describe it a little bit by you version 3.0. Like, you are still who you are, aren't you, afterwards? Yeah. So just maybe can you allay some people's yeah. fear a little bit about that process? Because I do think transformational change at such speed sometimes just scare people a little bit.
Yeah, I get that. But no, I mean, first of all, you are in control. These are all, as the client, you know, as the person experiencing the transformational change throughout it, you are in control of what is being changed and what you want to change it to. And the process and the techniques are designed to ensure it comes from you as the client. So nothing was imposed on me. It wasn't what my coach thought I should be. It was how I wanted to be, the decision, my new decisions, my the values, the process supports, the values come from me, not just the values that I had, but the values, my new values. And yes, you know, you might have discussions around it, but it's you are in control of it. Nothing's happening to you as the client that you don't want to. So that's really important, I think, to understand. What's my other thing? I've just lost my train of thought. But yeah, so it's not nothing that happens. It is fast, the transformation, but it's, like I say, it's about really just being focused on where you want to go. I don't want to repeat myself, but I'm going to need to here, but it is about removing the distractions in your life that aren't serving you well. All the things that, and it doesn't mean you don't care about anyone anymore. It doesn't mean that you're not going to help others and that you're not going to do anything. It's you're more equipped to, because you haven't got all this distraction and negative energy where you're spending worrying about things that might not happen, or the what ifs and the maybes. And the it's just that it's like a clarity, a confidence, a knowing. And that is just so powerful. And in terms of personality, I would say my personality is, I am still who I am and I haven't changed. And I have checked in with my husband a couple of times. He likes me now better. But he says, you know, he was worried. I've never talked about this before, but he said, oh, I don't want you to change. And I said, I'm not going to change. I'll just be better. I'll be happier. I'll be calmer. I'll be who, you know, it'll be a better thing, I promise. And that promise is stood. You don't change who you are. It's just about your behaviours and how you turn up each day. And it's that self-care aspect as well. I know everyone's different and I can only speak for myself, but it's just given me such calm, confidence and focus to help still do all the things that I still wanted to do. I'm just better at doing it. And I before I wouldn't have said that. All these things about myself, I would have struggled, but I can sit here and say, I am better. I am confident. I am calm. I am happy. I am good. I'm better than good, you know, and that doesn't mean that I've got a massive ego. So my personality hasn't changed. It's just, I'm saying what I need to say to be able to get the message across. Who's talking?
I love it. Oh my God. I just absolutely love it. I just, and that you've described it perfectly. Oh, and yeah, it's amazing. Listen, I want to talk a little bit more about Incredible You, if that's okay, because I know people are going to be interested. And thank you for those of you that are watching here on the Facebook Live and for your comments. Some wonderful feedback. Thank you so much. Louisa is an amazing coach. I really want to work, Louisa. And some lovely comments about me too. I'm the bee's knees, and that's all wonderful. And if you're looking for a coach, I suggest we'll give you Louisa's contact details at the end. But she is an awesome, awesome coach. So Louisa, I just want to talk a little bit then, because I'm conscious of time. We've been here for 56 minutes already. So we're gonna move on with the last section of the interview. I'd like you, if it's okay with you, to share a little bit of information about how you now help people, because everything that you have described about yourself and the changes for you personally, I know you now go on to deliver for all the amazing people that you now work with as a coach within your business, Incredible You. Now, can I get you maybe to give, and obviously don't share any names or anything, that's absolutely fine, but could I just get you to maybe give an example of someone that you've worked with, just to give people an idea of how you help people with the toolkit that you've got now?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many I could pick from. And sometimes people think that it's always a long, you know, it's a number of sessions or it's a long process. I've helped people do what some might think are minor things, but actually they're huge things for them. And we some things we sort out in a session and then we'll work on something else. But an example would be, well, I've had a couple, particularly in these times, where people have gone through a redundancy and they've been looking at interviews and their confidence is really, really low. So I've done work with them and, you know, they've got the job, not because of me, but because they were able to turn up on the day and be able to represent themselves well. But alongside that has been a lot of anxiety issues that people have had during these times as well. So I'm helping people with sleep issues. So there's lots of different types of things, but one is really interesting. When I talk about things that aren't big, I for some, even just somebody had a nail biting issue for their whole life, they bit their nails. And within the 12 minutes, they haven't bitten their nails since. And that was like 3 months ago. So like it's little things like that, that you can help people with. But I love working with people one-to-one. I do some group coaching stuff as well. But on the one-to-one stuff, it's great because, like I said, it's not about me telling people what to do or doing things to them. It's about us working in partnership so they achieve the goals or the outcomes from the sessions that they want. When I started Incredible You, I was very focused on about helping people with clarity and focus. But during these times, we've adapted, you know, we all need to adapt. And what I found is a lot of people are struggling with that worry, overwhelm, anxiety, and sleep. And I found that that's been really powerful to be able to help people with those issues. Because, you know, as I've mentioned, I was living in an anxious way through my life, which resulted in high levels of stress. And we can do stuff about it. So they're the most powerful things. I think people are really like, oh my God. So can you find that? How do you feel about that now? And you get that moment where they're like, you can see them looking for it and it just totally changes. I just love it. I love helping people where they're struggling with something that whatever that is really, but you know, anxiety is so debilitating. The impact on our body is so debilitating. So I've done a lot of work around that. And I'm developing some courses around that as well to help people, because there's clearly so many people out there who are dealing with those problems. Have I answered your question there, Laura? Sorry.
Yeah, in a roundabout sort of way. Yes, you have. No, you honestly have. I mean, I think I just want to give people an opportunity, because we've spent so much time talking in the episode today about you. And I wanted you to have the opportunity to explain a little bit about some of the people that you've gone on to help. You know, one of the things that I think a lot of coaches get attracted to NLP is all this fast change work. And being able to help people get out of their own way in a fraction of the time that executive coaching takes, or a fraction of the time that counseling might take if it's more in a therapeutic context and things like that. And when you can literally, as you say, see people have that moment where you say to them, right, so how do you feel now about that old problem? And they're trying to find the old problem and they're looking like confused, as if to say, what problem? And you're like, well, you know, that problem that we've been working on, it's fine. And it's just amazing to do the techniques. One of the things that we talk a lot about at Master Prac, more so than Prac, is the subtlety of some of the changes. So a lot of people, like I say, come to NLP because they're like, right, I want to do a belief change. I want to do a, you know, switch pattern, help someone feel differently. I want to get rid of their internal conflict. And we've got techniques for all of that. But actually at Master Prac, a lot of the content is what we call conversational change. So bringing about change simply through a conversation, sometimes simply a well-placed question or a well-placed challenge is sometimes all someone needs to start to think differently about themselves and about the situation. And I'm guessing, you know, you've had experiences of helping people in that way as well as with the techniques.
Yeah, I mean, that's been just incredible to people come to you but naturally with they talk about a problem that they've got and you can help them in that moment, as you said, in a very natural conversation to help them think things through differently. For example, with someone, they were having a lot of problems at work, and through talking to them, they were able to not bring that issue home, to understand what they could control and what was out with their control, and to empower them to, you know, turn up how they wanted to and not let so many things affect them. And that was through a conversation. There's been so many things. What I would say, whilst the techniques are fast, a lot of them, coaching with me is not like that. I tailor each coaching package to my clients. I mentioned at the very beginning about listening. That's been my biggest thing. I really don't speak sometimes. I'm just listening to what someone's saying, and I only speak when they've finished so that I can really get to grips with helping them. And some people want quick and fast changes, and some people want a bit more of an experience. They want more to talk about things. So really, I feel like I've got this massive tool bag, and then it's like an assortment box of chocolates, let's say. And then I go in and I get it, which ones are going to be the best to work with these people, these wonderful clients that I've got. And I hope to have more people that I can help in the future. It's very much tailored rather than a one size fits all. So, but the language part is huge. It's so important. And like I said earlier, the communication, you know, not just what we say, how we, you know, how we are. So I really try to create the right environment. I put everything into giving my all to the clients that I work with so that they get the outcomes that, not that I want, that they want. So yeah.
I got all warm, fuzzy feeling. I'm like, oh. And your clients, I know, are hugely, hugely grateful. I mean, if you follow Louisa on social media, you know, you've only got to look at some of those testimonials that your clients give you, and they're just phenomenal. Louisa, thank you so much for your time
thank
today.
You.
And I feel like we've only scratched the surface. And I'm thinking, I've been here for ages with you, and there's so much more we could talk about. But yeah, so I'm going to ask you a few quick fire questions. So as you know, this is how we end the podcast episodes. You've got no idea what I'm going to ask you. So bear with her, folks. She'll probably get it right. She'll probably be like, bang, bang, bang on the many, like normal.
I'm setting my intention now.
Right, let's go. So if you could be any age you want to be, what age would you want to be?
How I am now. I believe life experience has brought me to this point. And what I do next is the only person that's down to is me. So bring it on.
I love it. I love it. What's your favourite word?
Joy.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah, and you've talked about that today, which has been brilliant. Cool. What does unleash your potential mean to you?
You're going to have to shut me up here, Laura, because...
First, be quick, Louisa.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Unleash your potential has changed my life. And more importantly, you have, Laura. I stumbled across it, and it's just, in a time I needed it most in my life, it's come, it's delivered way more than I ever expected. And I know it's going to continue with delivering. So it's just been life-changing.
Well, thank you. Right, one more. What's the one thing that you really want to do that you've never done so far in your life?
Do you know what popped into my head, Laura? I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
If I want to do it, I'm doing it. So there you go.
I know where I want to go, and I'm on the pathway. So I'm going to struggle to answer that one.
Fair dues to you.
I'm a happy chappy.
I love it.
Well.
So, Louisa. I know people are going to love listening to your story, and there's a few people on the live today that have said your story is so inspirational, and I could not agree more. If people are looking to find out more about you, your coaching and your business, maybe they're looking for a coach and they'd like to chat with you, what is the best way for them to contact you?
So I'm on the social media channels, LinkedIn and Facebook, and Louisa Thomas on LinkedIn and Incredible You on Facebook. And I've also got a website, www.incredible-you.co.uk. So please just drop me a message, whatever you find easiest way to get in touch, give me a call. I'd love to chat to you. So please call me.
Yeah. So do you go and check out Louisa's social media profiles and her website. So incredible-you.co.uk, and go and check out her website, and all of her contact details will be on her website anyway. So yeah, Louisa, thank you so much again. It's been such a pleasure hearing your story and plugging in some of the gaps, the bits I didn't know. And I know that our listeners are going to have loved this episode. So thank you so much for giving us your time and being so open and sharing your journey and your story. And I know it's going to inspire hundreds of people when we officially launch this podcast in a few weeks' time. So thank you so much.
Oh no, thank you, Laura. Thank you so much.